It always made me nervous. It's a scary place. I knew about the holes in the desert, of course, and everywhere I looked, there could have been a hole.
Have you ever been bitched back?
It doesn't work for me. I gotta have more cowbell.
Your balls are showing.
Thank you for pressing the self-destruct button.
Maniac is imminent. Request advice.
With a firm tone of voice, command Maniac lie down, hands behind back.
Well, that was a nice move, dumbass.
Marsha!
I got news for you, pal. You ain't leading but two things right now. Jack and shit. Jack left town.
I always say if you don't feel like a pervert, you ought to act like one.
Upload everything. I want to get it all on the internet tonight.
This is my boomstick! The 12-gauge double-barreled Remington. S marks top of the line. Find this in the sporting goods department. That's right, this sweet baby was made in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Retails for about $109.95. Got a walnut stock, cobalt blue steel, and a hair trigger.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
We got one person online. The workload is enough for like 10 users. I think we got a hacker.
I want to get online. I need a computer.
I can carry nearly 80 gigs of data in my head. Implant, wet wire. I had to dump a chunk of long-term memory.
Did you bring me a monkey?
Leroy Jenkins!
Guess what? I got a fever. And the only prescription is more cowbell.
Warning, warning, Spankwagon Radio is now on the air. Spankwagon Radio.
You know, if you showed up more than 2.5 minutes before the show,
it wouldn't be a regular show
would,
now, would it?
No, it wouldn't.
Show
be.
Prep. Show prep.
Yeah.
This is show prep.
It is show prep. His ass getting up at 4 is show prep.
Hey, he's here. That's all that really
what time
counts.
You get up? What time did you get up?
I've been up since like crack of noon, man.
Crack
of noon.
Ah, what a wonderful afternoon. Time for lunch. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
This is Spank Wagon Radio.
I'm your host, Trench.
I'm, of course, in the infallible Claude Balls.
And?
I'm Voodoo Murphy.
As we like to call him, Sally.
Sally Wanna Cracker Murphy. I saw that ass hat.
Thank you. I wanted to make sure you saw
that. Yeah, I saw it. Yeah.
That actually went out to the podcast part, too.
Oh, good.
Yes, so we wanted to make sure everybody knew in the podcast that it was Sally Wanna Cracker Murphy. Hey, he's a $1.50 sugar daddy.
That's right. You're still the farm boy.
Woohoo! Sometimes you can't beat that. How do I sound? I'm not.
You sound like the livestock rapist you are.
Oh, thank you.
Little Argentinian war bride.
Oh, great. Move me up and. Hey, we got a full house today. We'll get to a little bit of that in a second.
Actually, we do.
A very surprising full house. Very surprising full house.
It was rather shocking.
I actually had to do a double take while I was getting shit set up. So, you know, it was.
It was Murph. Go get the door. Okay. Oh, shit.
I'm thinking it's Claude. It was definitely not Claude.
No, it was
As a matter
not.
Of fact, if we would have put money on this bet as to whether or not this person would have even you know,
you would have lost.
I would have lost.
Ventured near the building even.
Yeah, I mean, if it'd been in the fucking same zip code, I would have never had a clue. So anyhow, let's say hello, everybody, to Flying J. Let's try that.
Hey, it's even better when you turn the mic on.
You know, I didn't realize, but they're on mic 5.
Oh.
So, that was my fault.
Can you hear me now? No.
Well, you...
Hello.
No,
Okay,
Jesus.
So...
Jesus.
Tasty.
That wasn't me.
And this is the cult.
That's great.
Was that you?
That was me. I told you I had one brewing.
Oh, Jesus.
I told you you were going to get a little on
you. All right,
and you yell at me for show prep. You can't even control your own soundboard.
I'm sorry.
Okay, am I in this?
Yeah, you are.
All right. Yeah.
I just thought that was mic 4 because that's the last time I remember being wired was for 4.
See, but the funny thing is this one's listed as 4.
No, that you know, the guy who put in
I'm bringing my fucking labeler next week.
Dude,
don't hire from Opportunity Village. I mean,
dude, you bring your labor.
More than donations.
Hey!
I pick up in the mailbox.
You bring in your labeler, he'll suck you off. He'll be that grateful.
It's not me, dude. No, hell.
Who said I'm talking
gone
to you?
I'm getting sucked off. I don't care what happens here. Look, if I got to ride the mustache or if I got to ride the sideburns, one way or another, I'm getting my nut.
Dude, it's Velcro for the men.
No, it's not, man. It's curb feelers for the ladies.
It's Velcro for the men.
Okay.
Okay, let's ask. Let's ask a lady. Lady. We don't have a name for you. I don't know what...
I hereby dub thee Mrs. J.
No, it's the Red Assassin. Come on, guys.
The Red Assassin?
Remember?
Isn't that like something that hits every 28 days?
Yes.
Never mind.
Christ on a crutch.
You're going to have to get her to speak.
Get in there. Come on.
Ah, fuck you.
Let's ask this.
It's a cock. You got to get right on.
We have this. Flying J's wife.
Right now, she's trying to swallow it.
Who we've completely berated and belittled and just destroyed.
And ostracized. Again, I would just like to point out, I was not a part of that.
No, you were too busy to show up.
It's never too late.
Come on. Start up.
Oh, no. I'll give it
so,
a more.
I got a question.
Yeah.
Would you prefer mustache and goatee or curb feelers for the ladies?
Definitely curb feelers.
Oh!
So when you fuck up again... We know where to find her.
Yeah.
Houston.
Hey, she likes Houston. So.
All right. We have a ton of shit to do.
We really do.
Show. We've got news. We've got some hacker and freaking tools that everybody's going to enjoy a little bit of.
Yes.
We have Sports by Smack. We also have Shitty Mitty, but we and you don't know about this, but we have like a new little thing going on for Shitty Mitty this week. Mad props, if you remember to bring them. Plus, we've got a nice special surprise for everyone
everybody.
In the studio and everyone listening at home. Heads up. Everyone listening at home and everyone in the studio, mostly everybody in the studio.
Clicker lickers abound.
Jesus, they're being winged.
There's clicker lickers flying all over the studio.
Yeah, and you got a duck.
It was pandemonium.
Yeah,
the clicker lickers were everywhere.
We still have last week's prize, too, that no one called in to claim.
Yeah, and I did...
Dude, why does this clicker licker have sideburns? Holy shit!
Yeah, that was the club.
It doesn't look rather
phallic. Look at that. It's got fucking sideburns.
It is a very phallic clicker licker. Anyhow, here's what's going on. Got tons of shit. And everybody has to stick around for the next break because we have a treat for everybody here in the studio and punishment for everybody at home.
Yes.
So we do want to go that. How was everybody's week this week?
Shite-tastic.
Shite-tastic.
Craptacular at best.
Awesome. You?
I shocked the hell out of everyone when I gave a resignation for 30 days.
I thought he was going to say he took his pants off.
No, not at work, no.
That would
scare
everyone.
I never know where the cameras are.
He wants to make sure he gets in the cameras. Look at me, security! Ha! I'm Claude Balls for a reason! Ha!
That's right, dude.
Well, we learned bankruptcy can be fun.
It can be. That's true.
Yeah, you're talking
fun
to the bankruptcy
the
expert
family.
Right here.
I'm not a bankruptcy expert.
You know everything about bankruptcy.
My parents filed bankruptcy once my dad got sick, and that's pretty much the only reason I know anything remote about it. And I
so you've been bullshitting us?
Frank Sorrentino like this. I'm Frank Sorrentino. Huh.
That's what my parents used.
Yeah.
Rule number one for lawyers. Never go to one that advertises, just like doctors. They don't have clients for a reason.
Glenn Lerner, the heavy hitter.
Oh, God, that guy's such a steroid freak.
No shit. But also, he doesn't have a Barbie. Ever notice that he's getting shaggier and shaggier?
Okay, we're getting off track, though.
Woo, he's a Mac user. Hold on. Hold me back.
Oh, wow. That could take
all of us. That like makes him good somehow?
So, yeah, I mean that...
No, you guys have like this big underground clique of Mac users since I'm the sole last...
Do you have an underground?
Wait, hold on. Do you have an iPod? Welcome to the club, Dad.
Look at that. She's nodding. Selling him down the river.
He has one.
It's okay.
Soon enough, man.
And I'll have another. So fuck you all.
Hey, I have two.
Be running power books.
He has two.
Actually, well, someone needs to fucking donate one to me then, goddammit.
Yeah, whatever.
Hell, you had an employee discount at one point.
You were an employee of Apple.
I was an employee, and I had one.
Your ass got fired because you decided to throw a silica packet.
Yep, that was it.
I heard it was because you were fucking the manager.
He couldn't
Dude,
get
that's
so
not even
lucky.
Funny. No, I chucked this little fucking 2 ounce
silica packet. Yeah.
And they declared that I was creating a hostile work environment.
And I heard that is true. That is true. But I heard that your manager, who is by the way a bitch, who treats
Wait, which
me
one?
Like shit.
Which one? Go ahead and say
brunette.
Her name.
I don't know her name.
Oh, that would be Suzanne.
Yes. Who
All
refused
that
to give me
I
a
needed
disc.
In a girl. Oh,
she was the one who actually wanted to fuck me badly. I had to hear these stories. Like, she would go out with one of the other people from the store.
You know, I think
drunk.
You're lying.
No, I swear to God, she would get drunk out of her mind, and some of the foulest shit I've said apparently was nothing compared to the stuff that came out of her mouth.
Really? Like a lady.
The stuff she wanted me to do to her.
I don't doubt it. After all, you had one time
Shave
invited
my
me down
mustache.
To join you all for sushi martinis.
Sushi martinis.
Yeah, apparently people that work at the Apple store are real goddamn fucking party freaks.
Yeah.
It's like the next it's like the next level below morticians.
Yep.
Interesting. So
that's not true. So you didn't fuck her.
No, I was not boning the manager.
Okay.
Like
I was
Jack
not.
The Pumpkin King tattoo.
I'm getting one of those. Fuck off.
All right. So here's what's going on. You are listening to Spank Wagon Radio. You can find us online at our official site at spankwagon.net. Of course, if you're really cool, you're listening to one of our syndicates right now, and that's always a bonus.
Pump the syndicates. Bang your monkey.
Basically, another thing is, if you want to chat with us live, there's a few ways to do it. First off, we have the good old-fashioned IRC chat room. You can take your ass to spankwagon.net, click on the cam and chat link. Once you go there, you can chat with us, you can get the cam going, and I think we'll put the cam on cycle, so we'll get everybody caught up in the cam. So I want to make sure to say hi to everybody. Also, if you're really elite, the chat room is irc.slashnet.org/LV Rocks.
Shouldn't be hard to find
and
since you've
Claude,
never kissed
them,
a woman.
Yeah, ooh, go ahead and, Claude, give them the official phone number.
1-866-LV-ROCKS, Las Vegas Locals, 338-8120.
And for those of you who don't know how to spell LV Rocks, that's 587-6257. So 1-866-587-6257. Maybe this week we'll get a caller. Now, speaking
Possibly.
Of callers, if anybody's ever dived through the archive or gone through the podcast, everybody knows that we had a caller one time. You may remember him, Steven Magenta.
That guy with the high-pitched voice.
The guy who was just there and talking. And
vaguely.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. Has he called back?
No, but I figured out where he's from.
Okay.
He is a prank caller from the show Miami Ice that's here on Thursdays.
Really?
Now, interesting enough, the only reason I was listening to their show is because we had a flame war this week.
Yes, we had a very big flame war. I unfortunately could not participate because Firefox crashed on me, and I was too lazy to rewrite
my
post-kill.
Why was I not made aware of a flame war?
Because I won.
But come on, man. Any chance I get to break
You're
up the sandpaper
flamer.
Condom?
Say what?
Oh. You're a big flamer.
Oh, stop. Just leave me alone.
Leave the farm boy alone.
Mm.
Okay, Kal-El.
That's my song. That's the song, man.
No, that's actually not your song.
No, that's definitely not your song.
Okay, whose song
you
is
have,
that? You have this
that's
song.
That's not the bit.
Ah, the darkness.
Now,
yes.
I heard you can sing this, like, very well.
She's the
Let's hear it.
I've tried it, and it doesn't translate very well right now.
Go ahead.
Wait. What about that other song?
Which other song?
The one from, Akon? I thought that was his song.
Oh, God. Fuck you all.
I'm confused.
It's a song
now.
Even relevant anymore.
Well, that's just
yes, but it angers you every time you hear the song because of its intense radio play.
Yeah.
Just listen in closely, Jay. I have nobody. It's all for you, Jay.
Why must you hurt me? Why?
Because we love you.
So I got a question now, and I'm going to ask this because we have absolutely trashed you.
Yeah.
And you're here. This is very cool, very brave of you. I expect my tires to be flat nonetheless. So does he. It's done. My tires are flat. Thank you. Well, I guess I got to go get those Coopers. Shucks.
We hired some black guys around the corner to steal them.
To do what to your ass?
Yeah, well, you know, that too. But that was just to get them to do it.
Please. Look, basically, we got to ask. We got to ask. And we're going to let you air your side, let you, you know.
Shut off the mic so it's only her. That way none of us
okay,
can talk back.
Okay, so you're finally back with Flying J. After we trashed, how is it?
How is what?
How is it? I mean, now
how
that you're
life?
Back together, is everything good? Okay, so relevantly speaking.
What a fucking dick, man.
Okay. Because, like I said, we were really brutal. But obviously everything's happy, and domestic bliss is just that, domestic bliss. And
she didn't come in with a hatchet.
There is no metro in your...
You haven't seen inside my purse yet.
No, we've not. Let's see.
Come on, dump it out. Yeah, come on, dump it out. What's in your purse? She's looking at Jay like, what do I do now?
This is where you get the purse.
This is where you get the purse, and you dump it out on the counter. Let's see what we have here.
This is an interactive game show for everyone.
Cigarettes.
So cigarettes and lip balm. And
lip balm.
That looks like a folded paycheck. And
warrant.
Yeah. Oh, no, warrant. That was a collection notice.
Warrant. restraining order. Damn pad next to the Butterfinger.
Like you've never seen that before. Come on.
Let's see. Cell phone.
Reese's Quick Break.
Enough makeup to keep Mary Kay in business. More makeup.
What are you hiding?
More makeup.
I'm pulling it out.
Jesus!
What the...
Have you ever been on a...
That really is the tampon there.
Holy...
Yes,
no
it is,
shit.
But nice. This isn't a purse. This is like a book bag. Is that another cell phone?
Yes.
Well, who did you fucking mug on the way over?
Okay, one cell phone's for Jay to call. The other one's for the bitches and the hoes.
Absolutely.
Oh. See?
I can't talk shit. I got two cell phones as well. But.
You know...
One's a work phone and one's a personal phone.
Wait, what's the pill bottle?
What's in the pill bottle?
It's actually B12.
Methamphetamine.
Vitamin B12. You and Rafael Palmeiro?
No energy.
So you can hit those home runs.
Where's the hatchet?
Where's the hatchet?
I must have left it in the car.
Okay, good. We can have security go ahead and go back into your bunker. We are fine. There is no hatchet.
All right, ladies.
All right, well, you've got to go down and get it now. But you know what?
You trust her not to drive
but
off.
Thank you for actually dumping out the purse. Yes, thank you.
Congratulations, you've made a mess.
You have to admit, guys, she is a good sport about this.
Room's asking if you got a hair dryer in there by chance.
No, a curling iron.
There you go.
Maybe the kitchen sink.
But she has been a really good sport. I mean, you guys have thoroughly annihilated her.
So what are we looking for exactly? What were you going to show us? Is this just to prove that
there's no hatches?
I'm here to make my husband happy.
So she got you a fleshlight or what?
Are you gonna? I was going to ask. I mean, you could probably kneel underneath the counter here. I mean.
He's been wanting me to come and do this for quite some time.
Okay. Is it pee standing up? Because we've been trying to find someone to do that.
You know, it is nice to not have such a sausage fest in here.
Well, you were just bitching about that on the way over here.
I was. This is
like there's always just dudes over here.
Could we
get
some pussy in here, please?
Well,
fucking Christ.
There you go.
Hey, wait, weren't you supposed to bring a suicide girl this week?
You know what?
Ex-suicide girl.
She's on vacation. I do have something planned for next week, though.
Like you said last week.
Look, I've got lots of stuff for this week.
Hey,
there's lots of stuff for this
week
that you don't even know about yet.
We have some good stuff for this week that everybody's going to really enjoy. remember,
for
though,
us.
Remember, though, you are listening to Spank Wagon Radio. You can find us online at
www.spankwagon.net.
And remember, if you want to join us, get your asses in the chat room. We got the cam going. We want everybody to kind of have fun along with us. Now, as I was saying, the Steven Magenta guy basically found out that it was, in fact, a prank caller, that it was nothing unique or original. Still makes me feel pretty good, though, that we, you know, anytime we get a prank caller, like the survey we had a couple weeks ago, seems that we kind of own the call.
You know, it's really interesting, too. I'm just looking in the chat room. We have a song request from your mother-in-law.
My mother-in-law? Oh, God, what?
Prison sex?
Ah, Jesus.
This is a great song.
MICKEYSTITS. Thank you.
All right, enough of that. So do we want to take a break right now?
Let's take a break.
Because it's going to be kind of a setup and it's going to be a long deal. So why don't we do this? Claude, do you have any music ready?
Yeah, I can get some music ready.
All right, so we're going to take a break a little early because our next deal bit. Is just call go it a little bit. Long. Our bit's going to go a little long.
We'll bring them inside the bit.
But we want everybody to get your asses in the chat room, get everything ready to be on the cam, because we're going to try to do everything on
oh,
the cam.
Oh, yes. This is going to be some goodness.
So,
all right.
Everybody, you are listening to the greatest radio show ever.
This is Spankwagon Radio.
And we'll be back.
Spankwagon.
Looking for some place to host your website? Or maybe you already have a host and are looking for a better deal? Then check out AnywhereHost.com. AnywhereHost.com offers 24/7 live technical support, a 99.99% network availability guarantee, and with packages starting as low as under $10 a month, you can see why hundreds are making the move to AnywhereHost.com. Visit the website for all the hosting packages available at AnywhereHost.com or call toll-free at 1-888-863-4383. That's 1-888-863-4383.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. You're
like
listening.
Like vertebrae.
Yes. You're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
This is Spank Wagon Radio.
And we want to let everybody know right now what we have, thanks to Smack, is we have a classic bit. A classic
really?
Bit.
Really? Classic bit.
That
classic.
Is back. And actually, it's really nice to have a full house because this will actually kind of carry more
it
and
will.
Do more.
It will.
Ladies and gentlemen, we would like to make sure everybody realizes it's now time for Bad Food.
Oh, yes. And we have a special edition
have
of Bad Food
We have a special edition of Bad Food tonight. Now,
this is a surprise to me.
Yes. Yes, this is a surprise
I'm
to you.
I'm very, scared.
Now if wait, time out real quick. History of Bad Food for anybody who's listening in the podcast or haven't been with us in the past. What Bad Food is Claude and myself and Smack and Jay has been included in some of these.
Yes.
We will eat the worst food you can imagine that
peep
other people
smoothies.
That other people happen to enjoy.
This is where I shine, by the way.
Yes, this is actually because
you do.
Actually you don't shine, you bring it down because nothing seems to unsettle you.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, I think we have
even fermented tonight. Fish sauce.
Oh, that was just disgusting. It was like fucking glue and...
You know what kind of screwed me up was those salted prunes.
300%.
They're so goddamn salty.
300% of your salt intake on one prune.
Yeah, and the thing is, as soon as you pop them in, you get lockjaw and your mouth just goes,
Lovely.
So here's what we have for tonight's bad food. We have...
Let me introduce.
Sorry, yes.
So if everyone at home right now could rush over to their refrigerator and look inside, what's in there? What's still in there that you just can't seem to get rid of? You've had enough sandwiches. You've had enough stews. You've done everything you can, but you just can't fucking get rid of all that turkey. It's just not happening. Well, tonight...
You didn't like make turkey shakes, did
nope.
you?
Oh, goddamn, I hate that.
Tonight we have
the Jones Soda Holiday Pack. That's right, kids. You name it, we've got it. We've got a lovely assortment here. Let's see, we've got turkey and gravy. Wild herb stuffing, Brussels sprout, cranberry, and pumpkin pie. Yeah.
What's making me cringe about this is I know this tastes like the real thing.
You know,
what I've heard.
If you could, we have it on the camera, so everybody have your webcam. Why don't you use the paper? We'll put those away, and
fine.
So we have more. We have more.
Do we have enough?
Five people. There should
we
be five
want
cups.
More. Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, we got enough.
His ass didn't even have to take off a shoot account. I am so pleased.
I've heard Blow so much about it. I'm honored.
So what we're going to do is we're going to do bad food tonight, but this is Jones Cola Holiday Pack. Jay, read the food stuff.
Okay, let's see here. We got turkey and gravy.
Oh, yeah.
Wild herb stuffing. Brussels sprout. Oh, that's going to be my personal favorite right there. Cranberry and pumpkin pie.
Now,
natural and or artificial.
Oh,
flavors.
Yummy!
Mm.
Do we want to get a bottle of water or two from out in the?
Yeah, we have
come
we have
on.
Water.
Don't be pussies, man. Just
I gotta wash that
up.
Shit down. Fuck you, asshole.
Satan gave me a taco. Made me really sick.
So we have bad food. Smack is opening it. Do you need a knife? Something sharp?
I got keys.
Jay's finger.
Or I got Jay.
You're so lucky.
You don't know.
Oh, I'm sure
I'm surprised she can walk.
It's hard at times.
Her cervix must look like that push board from what was that? Kill Bill Volume 2. Must look like that piece of wood that she kept pounding on.
Fucking
cervix of steel.
It's childproof. It's smackproof. Jesus, do they overpack this? It's just. All right, so we have Jones Cola.
You didn't even chill them.
Who wants cold Thanksgiving dinner?
Jesus, Jay.
They're room temperature, too.
Oh, Brussels sprouts.
Brussels sprouts.
Well, hold on. I'm going to be honest. I love cranberries, so I'm going to go for a bigger challenge. Oh, shit. I should have taken
that. I love cranberry, too.
No. This is we've got enough.
Oh, are we all going to share them?
We're
going to try them all. Yeah. Let's go one by one.
Now, are we going to serve ourselves like, you know...
Hey, Hey, bring it back to the bartender.
Giving, are we going to give us ourselves?
Oh, you're the bartender.
Uh-huh. Well, I think we should smacked. we'll each sample a shot of each. I think would be a good way to go.
You're not going to be one of those flair bartenders, are you?
No, he's bartender.
Drop the bottle.
We got everybody going pretty cool, awesome. Rev wants to try the cranberry flavor.
It even comes with a lemon-scented moist towelette.
Just in case you puke yourself.
Exactly.
So.
This is.
Okay. Oh, and look. A spork.
A spork.
Dude, we were just talking about sporks last week.
Yes, we were. Sporks are very rare commodities.
Sporks are awesome.
What the fuck, though? Why?
It's a spork.
It's a dinner, spork. Dude.
You're going to have silver when you have dinner.
You're going to throw up. You need to scoop it back up.
So.
This has no nutritional value at all except for 260 milligrams of sodium.
Damn.
God damn. No, wait. How many servings are per bottle?
Okay, that's the Brussels sprout.
Right.
Don't know.
Okay, look. Let's see here. The
serving size, one
has
bottle.
35 milligrams of sodium.
All right. So
zero sugars, though. What the hell do they flavor this shit with?
We'll find out in a
natural
minute. Okay, don't
stuff.
Worry about that.
Oh, I love
that.
It. It comes with a wine list of suggested wines that go well with this.
But you already drink. Okay. All right. It came with a spork. It's part of the joke.
Right,
yes.
Exactly.
Okay.
All right, so.
We're
going to need some water, though. Seriously. I got to wash this down. Trench, all right, Trench is going to go grab us some water here. Okay, so I guess, what do you think? Do we start with the Brussels sprouts or the...
Let's go with the turkey and gravy first.
No, come on, man. We're going to have this like we have dinner.
That's true, but we do want to build up to something.
Oh, yeah, we got to build up to that. Let's start with the wild herb stuffing.
All right, so...
Jay, you want to crack those for us? Yes, we're going with the stuffing first.
Wait, let's pass it around and get the smell going, homie.
All right.
That doesn't smell bad at all.
This is what, stuffing?
Yeah, it's a wild herb stuffing.
Wild herb. It almost smells like a funky lemonade.
Herb stuffing. Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah, like a funky lemonade.
It smells like goddamn like Lucky Charms, dude.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
All right, Jake, let's go ahead and just get a good little shot in there. Yep. And we'll do them all at once. That way we can one big collective. Ugh.
Okay. All right. So we're doing.
As I lick the mic.
Yeah, by the way, I think that mic was on someone's ass crack.
Yeah.
We have mine.
No, we have photos.
Oh, good. Again, mine. Oh, Christ.
God, this is going to be like the first soda I've ever had in about 2 years.
That's great.
First soda you've ever had in about 2 years.
Well, give or take a year.
Oh, this is just...
Okay, we ready?
Here's the acid reflux.
Chat room again, please.
Chat room, get your asses in the cam. Keep listening. Here we go. Cheers, folks. Oh!
You know, it kind of tastes like Alka-Seltzer.
It does.
To the rescue.
It tastes like
it's like tuna Alka-Seltzer, man.
No, I'm like surprised.
Hand me a bottle.
I need water.
You expect carbonation to be sweet.
This tastes bad.
Oh, dude, this is awful.
This is horrible.
I didn't realize it was carbonated,
horrific.
Dude.
I could taste the stuffing, but the carbonation ruins it.
Is there another one over there? Because I don't want to chug through all my soda. Plus, you know, I want to keep the palate clean.
God damn, that's nasty.
Whoa. Oh, that's like...
I didn't have a problem with it.
Claude goes back to finish the rest of the
I
glass.
Have to get it out.
Would you like mine?
I just cleaned in the cup, that's all.
Oh, he's going back for another round.
I'll finish this one off, guys.
All right, that's it. I say we make him chug the entire Brussels sprouts bottle.
Not until we try it. We have to.
Wait.
Are you puking?
Chuck?
What are you doing?
He is getting a garbage.
In case we do puke.
Really, yeah, there is definitely a puke warning here. There's
actually,
a what?
Actually, it's kind of refreshing.
Refreshing my ass, dude. You're telling me 120 degrees out, you're in your hot ass van, and you're going to grab a bottle of this shit?
It doesn't taste that bad.
Here, Trench, let me.
It tastes like bland Fresca.
Yeah. It's not even Fresca.
You know, whenever you have something carbonated, you expect it to be sweet, but there's absolutely no.
No.
Okay, what's next on the menu?
Next up, I think we should kick to something a little more festive, maybe some cranberry.
All right, we'll go for cranberry.
All right, let's see here.
Oh,
Jesus. Stop shaking bottles.
God damn it, all over the studio.
It's on the plastic.
That's all right.
And me.
Well, get him a towel and shit, dude. What's he gonna do with a garbage can?
I got a seal with my hand here, so.
Oh, you're out of towels. Do we have anything in the bathroom, man?
Cum rag.
Yeah, hold on.
Oh, we got a shitload of napkins.
No,
no, no. And I, on the other hand, look like I'm having my period.
That looks like a fucking ticker tape parade in here. Because Trencher is just throwing a fistful of napkins. That's right. Yes, Macy's parade and Thanksgiving dinner in here. Oh, yes. God. Of course, you can always tell we plan everything out here.
Oh, God, that was... I can't right even... Now, right I didn't now, even shake it. I just
can hear...
It
damn, I can smell that from over here, too.
I can
oh, yeah.
hear Diggs just getting all pissed off because we just... We did something we've never done yet. We've soiled the studio.
No, we didn't. It fell on the plastic.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, not on the carpet, thankfully.
All so, right, so...
But hey, on the plus side, we only wasted just a bit.
Thank God.
All right, so...
And this could potentially be the one that tastes the best.
Yes, this should be the one that tastes the best.
It is really carbonated, though. You gotta watch out for that. Divvy up the rest of that there.
Okay, so basically we're tasting cranberries now.
We're tasting cranberry. This is the Jones Soda, by the way. This is Jones Cola. This is their holiday pack. You're wearing tan
Which
pants.
Is, yeah, I'm wearing my traditional fucking
pants. Would you like one of my tampons?
Only if I get to stuff it in that bottle.
Okay, this doesn't smell that bad. I mean, it,
no, it
smells
like
funky.
It smells like
it,
cranberry.
It does
like
smell funky.
It definitely exactly is funky.
It smells like cough syrup.
Yeah, that's what I'm afraid of.
Yes.
We have more of those napkins, right?
Yeah.
All right, and once again, this is cranberry soda.
Cranberry soda. Cranberry soda. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Here we go. Okay, well, that's not bad. It tastes like a diet soda fruit punch.
It does.
Dude, it yeah, but it's
crystal
horrible
light.
When it hits the back of your tongue. Yeah. Crystal Light, yes.
There it is.
Yeah,
it's
you're right.
Carbonated
Absolutely
crystal
right.
Light.
It's carbonated crystal light.
Oh, yeah. That's... Here you go, because I know you want to finish it. All right, let's cleanse those palates. Man, I can't fucking believe it.
Gotta What's
keep
that?
These bottles,
that
man.
I'm wearing it?
I'm not surprised.
Yeah, you're more of a summer.
All right, so there we go. That was the Jones cranberry sauce soda. Damn.
All right, what's up next?
The yes. one I'm dreading, because I don't even think I'll be able to even try even a sip of
what
it.
What is this?
That would be the
Brussels sprouts.
Yeah. We're gonna
here since I've got a bad history with these.
Why don't you open over the trash can? That's kind of one of the reasons I brought the trash can over there.
God, this is gonna be pretty bad.
And it doesn't blow up on Jay. That's why you're a douche.
No, you know what? There was a shitload of carbon. Yeah.
Oh, is it that bad?
It's got the buttery smell.
Oh,
buttered Brussels.
Oh, dude, I can smell it. It's like,
all right, come on.
No, dude, it's like someone farted, man.
There's no way I'm gonna drink that. I'm gonna.
You're
yak.
Gonna drink it. You, we got the can. We're all drinking a bit. Even if it's just to get
well, the people in the bottle are smiling.
Whoa, you just died.
It don't smell bad. Ooh. It smells like good Brussels.
I can't
even. Dude.
Come on. You
I
know you can.
It's going to be nasty.
You will. You must.
Oh, God. That smells like a trash. Dude.
Seriously, there's no
this
way
is a trash it. Can. It smells like a dirty trash can.
Right here.
There's no way I can drink that.
Oh, yes.
I there's no
Come on. You're going to have to. Just give a little bit. Just a little bit. We don't want. We don't.
Little tiny fucking bit.
I can't even smell it. There's
little,
no
tiny bit,
this.
Man.
You guys are fucking pussies, man. Come on.
You
dude,
eat,
I don't even eat Brussels
dude,
sprouts.
Your ass drinks fucking fish sauce. Fermented under the sink fish sauce. You can fucking eat pure trash from the street. You're white.
All I'm going to do
is about ready to blow.
Stick my tongue in it. I'm not
hey,
even
hey,
going to
hey,
drink
hey,
it.
Hey, I got to play too.
Here, dude, take mine because there's
just a little.
It smells fucking disgusting.
So it is foul. This is the nastiest.
When we are done
shit.
With this shit, that goes right out the fucking door.
It's going right into me.
That's fine. Get rid of the fucking smell.
You.
All right, ready, guys?
Wait. I will pay you to drink mine as well because there's no way I'm drinking it.
You must. You will. It's not fun if you don't play, guys.
All right. So I hate you because this shit stinks. I will be. God, it looks like.
Oh, God damn.
It looks, dude.
The war of the gags.
It looks like bile. It looks like fucking bile.
Blah, 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 blah.
All right.
I'm pussying out. There's no amateur.
Come on,
there.
No. Drink fuck it. You. You, oh. Fuck you. It's your bit. This is your bit.
Drink it.
You brought this shit.
You brought this shit. Yeah. You paid the money for
okay,
this.
Okay, all right,
all right. I'm just sticking a tongue
just
in it. That's
sip.
All I'm doing.
That's all you got to do.
Come on. Ready? One, two, three.
Oh, we got a yak. We got a yak.
Yeah.
Oh.
I think we've got two. I think we've got two.
Yeah. Here's to you, you fuckers.
We have two.
Oh, no, he's chugging the goddamn ball. Oh.
I got napkins. I got napkins. Oh, God. Oh, okay. Okay, Zier, for the record, Claude just ran into the bathroom. You can't.
I love this shit. This is great. Here, come on. Have another sip.
I can't.
Come on.
No, I can't because it hurt. Smack.
The problem is there's nowhere left for me to puke. Oh. No, don't go into the bathroom. I missed.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Jay, look at Jay.
You guys are fucking pussies, man.
Oh, my God, Jay, you're downing the bottle, dude. This stuff was the worst.
This
you gotta
like
kiss
buttery,
that man. This, think about that.
This tastes like buttery fucking Brussels sprouts here. Why?
Oh, my. Oh, God, it's Claude has to clean the bathroom.
All right, describe the scene of the bathroom
dude,
here, man.
There is,
go ahead and take a look.
It's all over the back of the toilet, on the wall.
Dude, it
I don't think he made any inside.
It looks
the
like
toilet
he was fucking spinning around while puking. There's puke all over the toilet. It's all over the... Oh, Christ.
Oh, my God, Claude.
There'll be a cleanup period after the show for
there
me.
Will. We got to warn the studio troll because the studio troll comes in and right away goes to the can.
Oh, I can't wait for turn. All right,
hey, can someone...
Get that shit the fuck out of here.
Oh, my God.
Throw it in the fucking bathroom. There's an exhaust fan.
You drank the fucking bottle, Jay. No, the can. Someone take the
okay,
can.
Okay, we need fresh cups.
You know what, let's take a music break so we can clear out the...
No music break. We're going to keep going. We're
going to
keep
finish
going.
This. We'll take a music break after and I'll clean the bathroom.
We're going to keep going. Hold on. I'll get fresh cups.
Oh, God damn.
Okay, look. The possible worst... the possible worst one that we have left is turkey and gravy. Okay.
Uh-huh.
The other one is pumpkin pie, which can't possibly be that bad.
We didn't think Brussels sprouts would be that bad.
That's good, dude. Were you guys done?
No. They're clearing this shit out. We're gonna be back in a second here, and we're not going to break just yet.
No.
It's a pretty bad, dude.
Look.
You didn't see the bathroom, did you?
No, it's all about the gag reflex, guys. You guys gotta control that shit. Jesus, man. What's the matter with you fucking white people, man?
But,
fucking cracker ass crackers, man.
That's because we live in a society with, sanitation.
Yeah, try
we don't
starving.
Eat fermented fucking food.
Try starving. I'm a blind child on the streets of Cambodia. I eat my own shit.
All right, we got fresh. Use a fresh cup. Otherwise, you're going to make me throw up.
Okay, hold on. I want to. I love the bottle.
You get that goddamn garbage can away from me.
Okay.
Go put that the Windex is making it worse.
I'd rather have the fucking ammonia than that buttery hell.
Oh, Jesus, that was nasty.
That is
nasty. Wow. The chat room is loving this, guys. We're wondering what the show after us is going to think, too. All right, so.
This is not a fucking bit, guys. There is vomit all over.
I've never thrown up during a bad food.
I've got my camera phone with me. Well, hey. I'm going to snap a shot of that toilet. Because it all is right. Unbelievably... It looks like... Dude, what the fuck did you eat before this?
Yeah, because
I've
it's red.
It's
bright orange, dude.
Have you guys had water?
I've been drinking water, yeah.
I haven't had a bit.
Well, because you're a sick fuck. And just think, you have to kiss him tonight, and you're going to taste that.
That's what I said a little bit ago.
No, because we're going
to... Oh, you know what? You know, make him pay, stomach. Though. Make it a French kiss, and then Ralph right in his mouth.
Dude, I got some puke porn if you want it.
You could fucking drink vomit, couldn't you?
No, he could.
No, seriously, I could. I watched a video of a girl vomiting into a bowl and eating it, and I couldn't handle it.
Okay, you just chugged.
She was puking into a bowl.
Yeah, I've seen that. I've seen that. You just drank.
Green.
But you would drink urine. I know that. You could.
Oh, my God.
Like, if you were on an island or something, I know you could.
If I had to, you could drink your urine at least twice.
Once every 24 hours. Do me a favor. Cap that. Oh, it is capped. Holy crap. It's still.
Oh, my God.
I got the trash can out of here.
Oh, look, there's like little things inside.
Oh, what did the one for that one say?
You warning. Will die.
You will find
vomit.
Much fulfillment with someone special very soon. The toilet.
The porcelain guy.
Oh, yeah, that's right, dude. I went in and left an offering.
You found religion. All right. It took 5 years of this show. You found religion.
Oh, here goes the one. Is that the one for the... Yeah, this is the Brussels sprout cap. Avoid a hasty decision.
Like drinking this shit. Oh, man.
All right, so what are we going to move on to next?
Okay, what's next?
Turkey and gravy.
Oh.
Jay, if you would.
Yeah,
and just a little, dude.
Just a little, because I think everybody's ruined. We should have saved Brussels sprouts for last.
No, you got to finish. You got to finish.
Get music ready.
This one actually has a very neutral smell to it.
Very neutral?
Oh, great.
Okay,
so it's going to be disgusting and carbonated.
Doesn't smell too bad. Says the wife.
Yeah, it's almost like not smelling anything, means it's probably going to have a really bad taste.
Very neutral. I can't smell
anything.
There's
like nothing there.
Claude?
Ugh.
First of all, this looks like fucking Indian reservation mud water.
Yes.
Wampum fire water.
There's a very slight smell.
It's almost like
busting open a box of stuffing and sniffing it.
You are listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
This is Spank Wagon Radio.
Dig.
Now, by the way,
we're so sorry.
Yeah, don't worry, I'm cleaning that. Yes, after we get the photo. Now,
oh, you know what,
Jay? Before we drink, what is?
Wait! It's like wine. Once it gets a little air to it.
Oh. Well.
Oh, you can really smell it.
Oh, I feel better now already.
Just a little.
Yeah, that's great. Pour the shit out over electronic components.
That's just foul.
Oh, yeah. God.
We may have another puke fest.
All right, get the buckets ready. Open the doors.
The Red Assassin doesn't look like she's going to be able to take a drink.
Yeah, even open up the outside door. Let's get some fresh air in here and also let everybody hit the railing.
Great. We're going to have a homeless guy. No, don't. My truck's parked below. Don't.
Well, get it open. Everyone aim for the railing.
It's a nice empty bed.
Actually, no, it's the Ford tonight. I don't need to be going. It's already orange as it is. I don't need it to be worse.
I'm starting to regret this decision.
Okay, so.
I almost would go back to the Pixie Sticks for this.
I was going to the archives last night and saw a Hot Rail smack.
Oh, man. It's like gonorrhea in my nose. I'll never forget that.
All right. Are you guys ready? Gals, guys?
All right. Wait. What's a fortune on the cap on this one say?
Oh.
Watch your colon.
Now is the time to try something new.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
All right, well, we got to go through this.
Okay,
through. All right.
Now let's go for news. Cheers.
Shalom.
Yeah. It's unpleasant.
It's bland. It is very bland.
It's not that bad.
It does taste like turkey, though.
It does taste like turkey.
I can taste the turkey in the gravy.
Now, it tastes like turkey I vomited up.
It tastes like very flat Alka-Seltzer.
Yeah, it's not very good.
Well, no, again, it's weird because... Even though it was carbonated, it didn't feel carbonated going down. It felt like I was drinking like a milk product.
But you guys smell it in your cup now. You can see what I'm talking about. How now that it's got more room in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not really turkey-ish, no.
No, it's not turkey, but it's not.
Anybody want any more?
No.
I'll pass on this one, too.
Yeah, it's like Alka-Seltzer and flat Sprite.
Yeah.
You got our blow chunks?
No, actually, Claude, you want to get the basket so we can clean out the cups?
Yeah, hold on.
Let's clean out the cups.
Ugh. Not as bad as the Brussels sprouts.
No,
but,
Brussels sprouts are worse, and we can't even try those again.
That was the most unpleasant thing
because
ever.
Of Jay, thankfully, disposing of the Brussels sprouts.
Oh, my God.
It's my pleasure. I love Brussels sprouts, too. I wonder if it gives you the same effect that Brussels sprouts give you. Busting your ass in the middle of the night. You know.
Dude, if you start farting.
Well, your old lady will find out.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
When the covers are 4 foot over your head.
Yeah. I'm telling you, Assassin, when he goes for that first big kiss, you make sure it's a French. When you throw up, it goes right in his mouth. I'm telling you.
We're talking tunnel it down, man.
Hold him. Just hold him tight.
I'd probably be like,
Yeah, you would. No, that's just what I'm saying.
I could taste your soda.
You could be... You would eat vomit.
Oh, God.
You would chew on the fucking regurgitated carrots of someone.
You know, I think I can find a woman who'll piss in your mouth here in the studio.
Yeah, I mean, well, is there a woman on the planet that you would eat the corn from her shit?
No.
No.
Okay,
no.
Exactly sure.
No.
What, E. coli? Thank you.
Yeah, E. coli.
All right.
Fuck the bacteria. It's shit.
Yeah, yes.
No, but the corn's still intacked.
Yeah, it's in shit. It's the husk.
What if you rinse it off?
It was in your shit. Maybe you're not getting the point of that.
Well, what about peanuts? Would that change your mind?
It's in shit.
What about oral? Do you eat your wife's ass?
Have you ever tossed your wife's salad?
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
That's
in my defense, before I do that,
out.
It's very much like a porn, very much like a porn star. She eats nothing but soup for 2 days, and then
bullshit.
Fuck you, motherfuckers. You can.
I'm sure she has an enema, and it looks like soup coming out.
No, we're okay. All right.
So is your wife? Wait, you want to get your wife on the phone?
You know what? I would, but she's at work. If she wasn't at work, I'd get her on the phone.
Okay. Because we'd pull her up on the studio phone.
Yeah. Yes, if she wasn't at work, she's all right. She's closing tonight.
All right.
So. You never came across anything nutty while eating the
nope.
old.
Nope. No remnants at all.
Nope.
And she likes that.
Yeah.
She'll clean that out.
Do you like that?
She's tossed to your salad?
No.
Okay.
No. But if she'd do that, she'd come up with a hairball. My ass looks like your sideburns. All right.
Shit, grabbing her.
You couldn't tell by looking at me. But from the waist down, I'm a fucking Wookiee.
It's like the fucking Sarlacc pit and shit.
Those are my nuts.
Okay. Wait. All right,
last one.
Oh, last. Thank God.
Last one.
This is going to be.
This one I have high hopes for because this is a personal favorite of mine. Pumpkin pie soda.
Pumpkin pie soda.
I have high hopes for this one.
There's a dog on it.
It's got a little Scotty dog.
It looks like Orange Crush.
It does. It is very
orangey. It
looks
like Orange Crush.
That's it. Here, I'm not even going to fucking open it because shit goes everywhere.
It's either getting puked out or worn.
Fucking, I don't know who's worse off, me or the bathroom
okay,
right now.
Okay, let's get the fortune here.
She has some smashing pumpkins going.
Tranquility if you are feeling agitated.
No.
They're referring to our
Dude,
stomachs.
Have you noticed, though? Everything can be pertained to these fucking sodas.
Yep. Is it?
That is a very powerful smell.
Is
but
it
is it good? Is it a good?
Uh-oh. Because I do
There's
love
a picture
pumpkin.
Of a cute little dog on there.
I'll drink. I have
it's
pumpkin beer. Those pumpkin
it's like butterscotch
donuts
schnapps.
At Krispy Kreme.
It's not too bad. It doesn't smell that bad.
Butterscotch schnapps is what I got.
Yeah, butterscotch schnapps.
And like melon.
I've never had butterscotch.
You know what? From the Assassin's reaction, did we have a bad schnapps night? Oh, there it is. Many.
And just think, we could eat raw fish after
this.
Oh,
that's very, very, yeah, no pumpkin, all butterscotch. It's very,
very buttery.
And melon, I smell
yeah,
melon.
It's very buttery. Yeah. Another one is overly buttery.
That's almost the color of the vomit on the toilet.
It is very close to that orange.
If you were to mix that with the cranberry, it'd match.
Okay, that's enough. Thank you very much. Trying the dribble that landed on my finger. It is a little buttery.
All right.
Okay, let's go ahead and let's do it.
Cheers.
Shalom.
Oh, that ain't too
bad. Not
bad.
That actually tastes like pie.
Again, it's got that diet soda thing happening.
Yeah, exactly.
It's Shasta.
It's more pie crust than pie. It's more.
I think she would have been fine if we hadn't made her go through the whole Brussels sprouts.
Here's the thing.
The worst one for me was the turkey. I mean, it didn't make me sick.
The turkey was bland, but you know what? The pumpkin, I could taste the whipped cream and I could taste the crust.
Yeah.
Not even whipped cream. Maybe generic Cool Whip from like.
Well, that's whipped cream.
No, I mean the generic Cool Whip.
Right, it's not Cool Whip. You know what makes everything lip smacking, dick slapping? Oh, good.
Heat activated KY, but
makes my face fold up. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was bad food.
That's your bad food segment.
Wow, that's. I could see why we only do these once a year.
You know what? Okay, opinion, guys. What was worse, this or the Peep?
Oh, the Peep Juice smoothies were great when we did those.
I wouldn't say they were great. No, yeah, I would say this was worse.
You guys got to let us in here.
Peep Juice smoothies, milk. Marshmallow Peeps. You nuke the marshmallow Peeps for 3 minutes.
Sugar.
Make them
nice
tons of
and
sugar.
Bubbly.
You put it all into a blender. You mix it up. You drink it.
Wow. I think we also added something else like maple syrup.
I think we added.
We
maple
started
syrup.
Adding anything we fucking could at that point.
It was sort of like chicken and waffles for us. We decided to do mayo and maple syrup on chicken and waffles.
Oh, you guys never went to Roscoe's.
We never went to Roscoe's.
No,
we
didn't get a chance.
It was
You're
the first
one LA run.
It was the first.
Yeah.
We were. It's the first bad food that we ever did, and what we decided because we're both running late from work, is to get egg
Chicken McNuggets
and Eggos. That was our chicken waffles.
So for those of you that are looking for this Jones Holiday Pack, it's
exclusively
at Target this year.
Target. So
run you about $10.
When you chug that Brussels sprouts, do it in Target.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah. That was fucking horrible.
One thing, though, that I do want to point out is that
Right in front of the bell ringer for the Salvation Army. Oh, the, I'm sorry. They don't have bell ringers.
A minimum
year.
Donation yes, of $100,000.
Oh, Smiths.
Jones is going to make a minimum donation of $100,000 to St. Jude's through the sale of this product. So it's actually kind of nice, and we're vomiting for a good cause.
We're vomiting for a good cause. All right, you are listening to the greatest internet radio show ever. Spankwagon Radio. And you know what? I think we're going to hit some break music right now. Yeah, I think I got something really appropriate.
We got some Vomit Wagon.
Yeah, let's go ahead and we'll be back. Spankwagon.
With so much drama in the LBC, it's kinda hard being Snoop D-O-double-G, but I somehow, some way, keep coming up with funky ass shit like every single day. May I kick a little something for the G's and make a few wins as I breeze through. 2 a.m. and the party's still jumping cause my mama ain't home. I got bitches in the living room getting it on and they ain't leaving till 6 a.m. So what you wanna do? Shit, I got a pocket full of rubbers and my homeboys do too. So turn off the lights and close the door. But
for what?
We don't love them hoes.
Yeah.
So we gon' smoke an ounce to this. G's up, hoes down, while you motherfuckers bounce to this.
Rolling down the street, smoking indoors, sipping on gin and juice.
Laid back.
With my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
Rolling down the street, smoking indoors, sipping on gin and juice. Laid back.
With my mind on my money and my money.
Now I got me some Seagram's gin. Everybody got their cups, but they ain't chipped in. Now this type of shit happens all the time. You gotta get yours, but fool, I gotta get mine. Everything is fine when you're listening to the D.O.G. I got the cultivating music that be captivating me. Who listens to the words that I speak as I take me a drink to the middle of the street and get to mackin' to this bitch named Shady.
Shady.
She used to be the homeboy's lady. Degrees. When I tell that bitch, please raise up off these NUTs, cause you get none of these at ease. As I mob with the dog pound filled with breeze, biatch of gin.
Rolling down the street, smoking indoors, sipping on gin and juice.
Laid back.
With my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
Rolling down the street, smoking indoors, sipping on gin and juice. Laid back.
With my mind on my money and my money.
Later on that day, my homie Dr. Dre came through with a gang to Tango Ray and a fat ass Jake of some bubonic chronic that made me choke. Shit, this ain't no joke. I had to back up off of it and sit my cup down. Tango Ray and chronic, yeah, I'm fucked up now, but it ain't no stopping. I'm still popping. Dre got some bitches from the city of Compton to serve me, not with a cherry on top. Cause when I bust my nut, I'm raising the box to cock. Don't get upset, girl, that's just how it goes. I don't love you hoes, I'm out the dough, and I'll be
rolling down the street, smoking indoors, sipping on gin and juice.
Laid back.
With my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
Rolling down the street, smoking indoors, sipping on gin and juice. Laid back.
With my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
Rolling down the street, smoking indoors, sipping on gin and juice.
Biatch. With my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
Rolling down the street, smoking indoors, sipping on gin and juice.
Biatch.
sections. Fuck it, I'll be drugging them, numbing up their tonsil like Ambisaw anesthetic, coming down your throat like chloroseptic. No time for apologizing, girlfriend, if you swallowing, goggling. I'm giving bitches permanent beers. Put your lips here and catch these damn facial hairs in your mouth. Put it in your mouth, mouth. I said your motherfucking mouth, mouth.
God, we're
that was
we're back. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the absolute greatest internet radio show ever.
Spangwagon Radio.
I'm your host, Trencher.
I'm Claude Balls, and we're all chewing gum at this point to get the taste out.
Yeah.
Was wintergreen gum. We got
which was not pleasant for me because I'm chewing wintergreen gum and I just had to clean the toilet, which you guys have no idea. I snapped pictures with my phone, so I'll make sure we get
those
up.
Yeah, this has to get up to the wagon.
Okay,
I got a question, man.
Vomit? Who had
That would be Claude.
Nasty motherfucker.
So Claude projectile vomited. We got the red assassin who's just retching and losing it in the garbage can. And I threw up in my own mouth.
I didn't throw up. I was pretty impressed with myself. But you know what? I mean, you ever get that feeling right here, right below your jaw? Ugh. It just wants to push your head up. Just
yeah, if you get kicked in the balls. Everybody has hair. Dude knows that feeling.
I mean, that's, you know.
It was, when I get kicked in the balls, man, I get a stomach ache.
I enjoyed watching you guys retch.
I know. And you're the human garbage disposal.
You've seen me retch. But oh, God, that's so bad.
Have you seen it?
Let's see.
Yeah, so he.
Yes, she was surprised. She didn't know I was in there.
I so wish I would have brought my camera with me. Rather than just my little shitty camera
phone. That's awesome. All right, so here's what's going on right now. We're going to try to load up Shitty MIDI. Oh, you didn't get the shit on the.
No, I did. I got okay. A second one. I got,
good,
I
got... good. You got the back of the bowl and the wall?
Yeah.
Okay. Because you fucking, when you puke, you don't just aim. You just go. And where it lands.
Yeah.
I'm like a water woozy when I puke, dude.
So. All right, so what we're going to do, we're going to load up Shitty MIDI. But
I forgot the theme to Shitty MIDI. What song is
that? Oh, it's okay. No. We got something a little different.
Okay, because I have a Shitty MIDI ready.
I know. But here's what we're doing. Let's see if this works. Everybody, it's time for Shitty MIDI.
Welcome to Shitty MIDI. Brought to you by Spankwagon Radio, the greatest internet radio show ever. I'm your host, Tom Rectum. And with me tonight is Gunter. Ah, hello, internet peoples. Yeah. I am Gunter and I bring the beats from the discourse of Berlin for Trencher's Balls. Don't you mean Trencher and Balls? Oh, yeah. I meant Trencher and Balls. Gunter is so silly. Some say silly, I say you're a homosexual high-stepping Nazi. The first night I met Gunter, he was snorting lines off of a 43-year-old man dressed in nothing but a priest's collar and stormtrooper boots. Ah,
Der etwas Harold from London. I must text message him later.
Okay, freak, so please explain shitty midi to the good people.
Ja. So ein geht damit es from the discovery we leider zerschoffen ach vor Hafenstein fahrlofen froh haxken, lofen de sog midi is wunderbar. War Berlin da luxen?
Hey, 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 shit, Hitler. Just stop. The people can't understand a word coming out of your scat hole.
Shit, Hitler. Oh, you have a wogen des Leping Dragon, oh, you Yankee fuck. Il crush your skill with me glow stick.
Don't get your panties in a bunch, Gunder. We both know you can't even jerk off without bruising something.
Ach, tats ad ripto c hospital eine verfolget.
You might as well be speaking in clicks and whistles. Okay, Claude, press play, and let's get this thing over with. I've got 3 hot bitches and a kilo of coke to get back to.
Ja, bring on the disco beats.
So here we go. We're going to go and play the first shitty mini.
I just closed the window. Don't piss off Gunter. Do not piss off Gunter.
And what it is everybody's playing for is the jack shit prize or award.
I've got other stuff.
Depending on its relative worth to you.
I've got other stuff. Let me reach into the prize bin of hell.
Oh, God. What do you...
Dude, why does he have his hand in his pants?
I don't know.
Ah! Oh! Oh!
Is that what I think it is?
You should know. It's yours.
I think you... I was going to say, I think Gunter's missing something.
So you ready for...
It's big and green.
Okay, here is this week's Shitty Mitty. As soon as it loads.
Oh, man. Take that thing out of here. Pause it. Okay, that's a real MIDI. So here's what you do. You can either do it in the chat room, or even better, and what we want to have you do, give us a call. 1-866-587-6... What are you... Okay, let's
try
this one again,
because
Claude is pulling shit out of one of the desk drawers, and it's like penis pumps, bras, and clothes.
Someone's underwear.
1-866...
Yeah, you know, Manny's getting red, because...
587-6257. So... 1-866-587-6257. All right. Okay, so there's your shitty MIDI. Play that intro. The intro may help out a little more. One more time with the intro. We're waiting for anyone to give us a call.
Oh, man. There we go.
Anybody here kind of think they have an idea? Don't spout it out.
I think we should ask Lamont.
Well, maybe Leroy Jenkins if he was here. Will you get out of...
I'm digging through the random rubbish bin.
No shit. All right, so anybody have any clue? Because we know it sounds familiar.
Let's ask Grady.
Grady?
You're giving all these great hints.
He's a willful boy.
Go pick that shit up over there.
Aha, I knew that bra went somewhere.
Yeah. Get your man tits back in
you
check.
You forgot to hook up the doll.
Anybody want to play? It's 1-866-LV-ROCKS. 1-866-587-6257. Waiting for that first caller.
Also, I want to ask your son.
We may even get someone in the chat room who knows it. We're waiting for anybody. We don't have 2 weeks. We have a guess, except for last week no one got it.
No one got it. No one even guessed last week, did they?
No, they were trying to guess, but no one really knew what it was. I mean, no one even gave out a shitty guess.
I still think it's no one's called because they've got their
fingers. I think Virtual
fat.
One has it.
Oh.
Virtual One has it in the chat room. He just put in S and S. We gonna give him that? S and S?
No.
No, we have to give him that.
Well, fine if you don't want this bit to go on any longer.
Oh God, Brussels.
Yeah, we're running down to 45 minutes, so That bad food segment went a lot longer than we thought it was.
Yeah, well, it was good, though.
Bad
it was really
bar
good.
Segment, maybe?
All right, so do we know what this week's Shitty Mini? I think we're going to go with Vert's guess of SNS. But Vert, what is SNS? You have to tell us what SNS is.
Sodomy and sacrilege.
No, that was bad food.
Really, where's sodomy at now?
Whatever that mess was on the wall.
Oh, it tasted like
Jesus, will you stop doing...
Flying panties.
And we
flying
don't, okay,
panties.
Here's the thing. We don't know whose they are.
Now it really is like Thanksgiving. Flying food, vomit, and flying
okay,
panties.
Whose signature is that?
I don't know. Let's see.
Oh, so are you getting this from the drawer?
Yeah.
Yes.
That would
no, he's
good.
Getting it from his mom's
oh,
drawer.
Dude, there's, like sniffing it.
There's like a sticky crust on
So, anybody, the jack shit prize or award, we'd like to...
Okay, Reverend thinks he knows what it
Reverend
is.
Reverend thinks he knows what it is, but, you know, I love it. Mother-in-law says it sounds like somebody playing a roller rink. Anybody who gets
come on.
It.
Come on. This is one of the greatest blaxploitation
series.
It's not blaxploitation.
Oh, come on.
Depicted the true struggle of the American Negro.
Right. And we're all poor and we live in junkyards.
So, come on. Anybody. We have
SNS.
No,
because you are so black,
but what's
right?
SNS? Anybody. Whoever calls SNS first gets it. So we can end the fucking bet. My God. Well,
okay,
we.
Vert's okay. Closed.
Vert knows it. Vert knows it, but he's being, like, coy.
There's nothing but white people in the room right now.
So. Okay.
Are you serious?
Here's what we're going to do. Here's what we're going to do.
You really don't know.
All right.
Wow.
We're going to have to give it because no one in the chat room actually said the name of what it is. No one. And yet everybody knows what it is, but no one is saying it.
I think I got a pubic hair in my nose.
Jesus Christ, huh?
That's just
gross.
Whoever wore it, dude, was pretty damn moist at the time.
Okay, so why don't we go ahead and play the real song? Anyone?
Oh, I know what it is now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, now you do. Yeah.
It's from that classic show.
Sanford and Son.
And none of you fuckers in the chat room got it.
By the great Red Fox.
Red Fox.
You know, again, I just have to point out that none of these people can think to pick up the phone. Put the Pop-Tart down. That's the only thing I can say.
Stop playing EverQuest.
I mean, guys, this is your show.
It's a free call for you, but hey.
This is your show. Be a part of the show. You know,
you could have a crusty thong right now, but no.
And a penis pump. Crusty thong, penis pump, and maybe even we could rescue some of those vomit napkins and send them off.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
True.
Yeah,
hey,
that
absolutely.
Is true fan memory.
And we would go that far to go back to the dumpster and pull it out.
Well,
I'm sure the bum sleeping in there
Jay
didn't like it,
dumpster.
But we gave him chicken dinner.
Right, since I have the best stomach.
So, all right. Anyhow, that's what it was. Sanford and Son TV series. Theme
that's
music.
Right. Sanford and Son.
And that was your Shitty Mini of the week.
That none of you knew.
Yay! None of you fucking knew.
Now, Manny and I would like you guys to opine on something.
Okay, so there it is.
Whoops. Hit that button wrong. Well, what am I going to do? Play that right
opine
now.
Opine
huh?
On what? Well, that had the phone numbers
we'll
in it.
Tell you
yeah, it did, but.
Okay.
We're trying to stick to the format.
Ah. Uh-oh. As if we had a format to follow.
What's a format?
Yeah,
I think
the format got vomited
week,
all over the bathroom.
This week, I took the format out of the paper.
Wow.
I didn't format the show.
You're getting high tech on us.
Yeah. Paper, who knew?
Woo!
Paper's so fucking high tech.
It is for Iowa.
Oh, man.
Ah.
It's a fucking cow jokes and corn jokes. Jesus.
Meow.
And that.
Stop.
Well, I'm looking at shit. You guys want to take this really geeky? Do you want to take it kind of... Because you got high.
Yes.
Thank you.
That was a
well, I
say
monkey. We bust out some news because I know Trench has got something that might help some people.
Actually, I do. This is definitely in the realm of computer geek and general frustration. I think any one of our listeners could actually enjoy...
Really?
But I have a list here, which I will be putting on the site. I will put the link to where the list is on the site. This is an IVR cheat sheet. If anybody doesn't know what an IVR is, whenever you call into any corporation anymore, you have to go through that fucking Press 1 if you want to do this. Press 2 phone if you want to do that. You have to go through the phone tree.
0.
No.
Doesn't always work.
Doesn't always work. So what I have here is a bunch of places and how to break into their operator. How to get to that operator without fucking around with the system too much.
Which could come in handy.
So let's start off. I mean, I can give a few here, such as if you try to contact AT&T Universal Rewards Card, which is usually a MasterCard, you dial their 1-800 number, 1-800-950-5114, and you press asterisk, asterisk, asterisk.
Wow.
Or excuse me, I'm sorry, pound, pound, pound. I read that one wrong. So why don't we go ahead, Claude, why don't we bring up the phone?
Oh, goody. Okay.
Well, let's bring up the phone. Let me get it. You're going to have to dial this.
Hey, is the Jones Soda Company on there?
Okay, what's the number?
No,
okay, the number here is 1-800-950-5114.
Thank you for calling a credit card company.
So we're going to call them.
Welcome to City Cards.
Hi, City Card.
Hi.
To expedite the handling of your call,
please
touch tone or speak.
Hit the pound key 3 times. Let's see if this works.
Now.
It doesn't work. Hit your speaker button.
We're sorry, but your response was not understood.
Apparently, you disconnected me.
Please speak your 16-digit account number.
Okay, let's try this again.
You disconnected my phone from the line.
Oh, okay. That's why it sets up. Okay, so let's try this.
Why, you little...
Always prepared, aren't we?
See, what happens is...
What happens is it takes it from one to the other.
Welcome to City Card.
Switch over real quick, and I'll do it.
Okay, ready? 1, 2, 3.
Pound, pound, pound. Switch over.
He hit pound 3 times.
We're sorry, but your response was not understood.
Oh, interesting.
Please touch tone or speak your 16-digit account number now.
Okay.
1, 2, 3. Well,
gotta stop talking.
Okay, that one's a wash, so let's clear that out.
They may have changed it. I mean,
it could have changed. So what we're doing is we're actually going through some of these.
Great list.
Anybody think of a company, a big a corporation.
American Express.
American Express. Number one on here. Actually, that one's simple. That's hit 0.
Oh, okay.
That
well,
one
fuck
is
that.
That is 0. Give me, Jay?
I don't know. Ford Motor Company.
Ford. Let's see if we have a Ford. Because actually, it may be on here because there's a lot of them. Let's see.
Fords?
No.
You Ford the river.
I'm sorry. It is not on here. So Ford, something you'd call telephone tech support for.
QVC. Do I see QVC?
AOL.
There?
AOL.
Oh, AOL.
AOL. AOL. Good one. AOL. Ready for this? Let's go ahead and dial this one up, Claude. Dial, and the number is 1-800-827-6364.
Infamous there for their wonderful tech support skills.
Go to hell.
That wasn't me.
Out on bail.
Did they pick up?
Thanks for calling AOL.
You're welcome.
To ensure quality
my
service,
ears are
0 should do this.
Okay.
0. Just
switch.
1-0.
Número 9.
Okay.
Sorry, I didn't understand. Let me know if you are currently an AOL member.
Operator.
Before I... Or say your home telephone number.
Fuck
operator.
Before I transfer you to a consultant.
Operator.
In order to get you to the right person.
Tickle my balls.
Up a fucking raider, goddammit!
All right, this bit's bombing.
Okay, one more. Hang that shit up. That pisses me off. You say operator, you're supposed to do this. 0 say operator, I'm supposed to bring in. You
Maybe
heard
you
it. You guys heard it. Try.
They may just, they may actually operator. Have to qualify with the home phone number.
Let's go Hewlett Packard. Let's try.
867-5304.
Okay, what's Hewlett Packard?
Hewlett Packard is 1-800-474-6836.
Welcome to HP Technical
Support. Agent.
Para soporte en español, por favor.
That one doesn't work.
Wait for the prompt.
If you know the name and model number...
Agent.
Sorry, I didn't recognize that product name and model number. Let's try this.
Agent.
You can interrupt me at any time. You can say... Printer. Desktop PC. Workstation.
Cock.
Notebook. Let's try this again. The choices were... Printer.
Agent.
Before I connect you, can you tell me how you use your product? At home, home office... or at a
agent.
It's important we ensure quality service, so your call may be monitored or...
Okay, so that one was that going one. Through yeah, to wow. an agent. So there you go.
Okay, wow.
We should get an agent on. Come on.
Yeah, we should, man.
Yeah, I don't know about that, because like...
Are what you Agent Smith? Agent? Hi, my name's Neo. We got oh,
let me try one.
Business.
Okay, let's try another one.
Let's try...
Bob's Rectum Factory.
How about the FBI?
DirecTV.
Ooh.
DirecTV. We're going
to
try DirecTV. 1-800.
Got to free my lineup, dude.
It's free.
I love the dish. This is great. Super.
Did you kill the fucking phone?
Not me, dude. You
starving
Wheat.
Children.
There you go. What did I say? DirecTV? 1-800-347-3288.
Isn't this cocktail?
Hit zero repeatedly.
All right.
Thanks for calling.
Oh, yeah!
You don't
wait, don't leave it on.
Do you? Come on in and get some while it's warm.
Whoa!
Nice.
Okay, we're getting charged for that call. Let's hang that one
no,
up
we're
now.
Not.
What was that?
All right, let's try it again.
Wait.
Who dialed a real number
okay,
this time?
But that number, this
I think
is
it was
DirecTV.
My ex-wife.
1-800-347-3288.
Direct to my ass. DirecTV, direct transvestite.
Direct transvestite.
DirecTV.
Oh, there
for
we go.
English,
you fucking misdialed.
On purpose.
Ready? Tap zero a few times. Okay, that's...
For English, press one.
Ah!
Maybe you have to get to the language selection first.
Wait.
Recorded for quality. If you already have DirecTV service, press one.
Drop...
Hey, this is all wrong with my disc.
With the area
what's wrong with you?
You know what? You know what? This is good. This is a bust. Hang up the line. Drop the line. This shit's a bust. Okay, but here's what we're going to do. You guys can play with this on your own fucking time. I will be putting this up on Spankwagon tonight at spankwagon.net.
I'm sorry, what website was that?
Spankwagon.net.
I've never heard of that place before.
Yeah, wow. They have
it's a bunch of worldwide web.
They have like a bunch of vomit porn and transvestites. Basically, the list
the
is on there, and this is
the
an ever-changing list. But obviously, we suck at finding someone. We should have pre-screened these calls or something.
Hey, bombing
show prep.
Is fun.
Yeah, show prep right there. I like to bomb. So.
Okay, what's up next?
Let's go ahead. We're gonna touch each other's nuts.
Actually, we should be doing. Why don't we go ahead and do mad props?
I pity the poor fool. Don't eat my cereal. I pity the poor fool. Don't eat my cereal. I pity the poor fool. Don't eat my cereal. I pity the poor fool. Don't.
Okay, you think that's fucking funny, but here, check this out. I got this in the fucking news. Hold on. Okay. Check this out in the fucking news. Mr. T has been hired to do voiceovers.
Yes.
For
yes.
navigation systems. Believe it or not, getting
this.
Yelled at and berated by Mr. T actually gets boring pretty quickly. Everything he tells you, everything starts with, hey, fool. That's true, even when he's telling you to do something dumb, like drive on the lower level of a bridge when you're supposed to be on the upper level. California company Navtones has contracted with Mr. T and actors like Burt Reynolds and Dennis Hopper to record voices that can be loaded into navigation systems, giving you driving instructions with a little extra personality. More voices are coming, the company said.
Now, I have heard these. Yeah.
I've heard little bits of them.
Yes. The Burt Reynolds one is like he just had nothing.
Really?
Yeah, hey, I won't try.
Hey, turn left. You just hit the homeless man. Pull over.
Other companies are also creating...
Shut up, fool.
Other companies are also...
Shut up, fool.
Don't
like a news, fool.
Other companies are creating things like TomTom offers John Cleese's voice, along with several fictional characters that include New York City cab driver and a Freudian psychiatrist. So here we go.
This is your
what they're comparing this to is the new ringtones.
Great.
They're considering this where, you know, people are going to fucking subscribe and pay money to have Mr. T fucking berate them.
So you're fucked unless you drive a GM vehicle.
No, this isn't North Star. And we've tried North Star. And,
OnStar.
You know, whatever.
Or a surgeon. OnStar. You don't retire or grow too old to do what you do. You can't. What you do is you. It's something inside you. And nothing can get rid of it. Unless you die.
And you're gonna die if you don't make this left.
Is that for Pity the Fool? Be somebody's fool?
Yeah, I got
Wait
that.
Wait a minute.
We
so
need
you're
to watch that.
Yeah, do you finally review that tape?
No, we didn't. I still have it sealed. We need to watch
it's
that.
It's still part, sealed in the original plastic from 1985.
Yes.
It's bad. All right. So yeah, I mean, funny you bring up Mr. T, but yeah, Mr. T will be giving you driving directions. Very shall nice. I turn this down so you can type wrong?
No, go right ahead. I can't wait to
Speaking
see that.
Speaking of cars, we have something.
Okay, go for it.
We have
it's a puppy.
No, actually, we have a roommate. He's a very nice guy. His name's Johnny.
Don't puke on the mic.
He basically, we just adopted him.
Okay.
Anyways.
You adopted a kid?
Well, actually, one of our roommates adopted him.
Is he from Somalia?
How old is he?
He's actually a hurricane refugee from Katrina.
Dude, you got yourself a free
Is he a finder? Is he a looter?
No. He's a finder.
Oh, he's a finder.
So he's white.
He's
Caucasian,
okay.
Indeed. Anyways, he actually, according to him, and the thing is, I want to trust the guy and I want to believe his story. Okay.
Here we go.
He owns the second largest custom chopper.
Okay,
manufacturer.
And I am calling bullshit.
Thank you. Okay. However.
Oh, this is that shit you were talking about earlier.
He's a FEMA refugee.
And he owns a chopper shop.
Yes. Here's the thing, though. He hasn't asked for a thing. Nothing. At all.
Okay. So why you? FEMA check.
Huh?
It's because he's getting that
dude,
FEMA check.
Dude, that's free money. That's free fucking money that they can use at Gucci and fucking hookers.
So what does this guy do?
He's ineligible for FEMA because he makes over a certain amount.
Nigga stole my bike. I don't understand. What are they trying to say?
Oh, you guys slay me.
That's awesome.
Anyhow,
okay, tell Smack what he was saying.
Oh, I don't. What point was he trying to make?
How do you mean?
Well, are you trying to brag like?
Okay, no. Okay, I'm getting to that part. Anyways,
shut up, fool.
Anyways,
dude, this shit could go on forever, man. I swear to God.
He hasn't asked for anything.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, try a microphone.
Into the mic like it's a cock.
No wonder she backs off.
It's a 2005 Dodge Dakota.
So the guy's offering to buy you a 2005 Dodge Dakota.
He said he already bought it.
For a small investment.
No,
oh, maybe he's a Hurricane Katrina victim.
Oh, yeah, he's a Hurricane Katrina victim, of course.
Flooded, dude.
Here's the thing.
He's
get
not
your
related to a Nigerian prince, is he?
I got he had all his money in a community bank in New Orleans, okay, where he had to get it basically FDIC has it. And then it's being transferred over to Bank of America.
Dude, this totally sounds like a fucking Nigerian scam.
This sounds like a Nigerian scam. The fuck?
Holy crap.
It's an omen.
Right.
That mic is tired of you.
Exactly. But anyways, he hasn't asked for anything, bullshit. Which is what's strange.
He hasn't what?
He hasn't asked for anything.
In his story, it sounds legitimate.
Lots of stories sound legitimate.
No, basically he says, this is a story. He says he had to spend $1.7 million before the end of the year. He literally made money. He actually told us that he had 150 VINs for choppers, okay, which his insurance company was like, okay, well, you got the VIN numbers. We'll pay you out for all 150 choppers straight up. And he goes, well, most of them aren't even completed. They're just in parts.
Right.
I just have the VIN number. And he was like, they were like, no.
I thought they don't give a VIN number until after it's assembled.
No, they have to have one from.
Yeah.
Do they? Okay.
It's custom, yeah.
And,
unless, of course, he builds his own fucking bikes, truly.
Well,
and
that's, I thought VINs are assigned after it's built and completed.
For vehicles, yeah. If he's just doing custom for old school stuff, he's not building new bikes. He's just customizing.
He's a manufacturer. That's what he says.
Then he has his own VINs.
Okay, so how does it come out that he wants to buy you guys
a car?
Well, $1.7 million by the end of the year.
Or Uncle Sugar takes it in taxes.
Well, tell him, I need a fucking laptop.
Yeah, really, we need money for the studio.
Studio Troll, yes, you can go.
Okay.
To the bathroom.
Studio Troll.
Yeah, the bathroom's free. It's been cleaned up. Everything's okay.
We cleaned the vomit off of the bathroom.
Here's the thing. You know, we're
hoping to see some boob.
How do you respond to that?
Studio Troll,
Smack
Murphy
has a boob request.
Can we see some tits, just to pacify him?
Oh, sweet.
Him.
Oh God.
There you go. Just appease him, please. Jesus, you got to unassemble yourself.
There you go.
That's
you
shirt. That's not tit.
Oh.
Tricky tits.
Tricky tits.
Okay.
Wait,
anyhow,
watch the money magically disappear.
What's the story?
Well, the confusing part about it is.
All right. I feel jipped.
We want to be.
So what's he asking from you?
Nothing at all.
Yeah.
Nothing.
He wants your wife.
That's just it. That's the part where we're going to smell shit.
He wants your wife.
Yeah, this is like indecent proposal. I'll buy you this car, but I get to nail your wife.
We have like 1, 2, 3, 4 roommates, and he's doing something for each one of them. And he basically said, I got such a...
Okay, how is it you adopted a Hurricane Katrina survivor or refugee or whatever the fuck you want to call him?
As one of our roommates.
As one of your roommates.
I was going to say, it was like Sally Southern... how'd you find him?
Was down there. I guess he was a friend of a friend.
Come on. So basically, you're what are you, in a moral impasse? Do I take this or do I not?
Well, no.
Do you think the fucking thing is stolen?
Okay.
You know what? If it's going to be that simple,
his last name is Falcone.
Give me a check. Ask him. Say, you know what? Don't go... Just give me a cashier check.
No, you gotta be careful. Well,
no.
Cashier
no, no, you gotta remote. Be careful because also the guy is offering a gift. You can't sound like you're a greedy bastard and want the money.
And that's we don't
wait till his ass goes to back to fucking. You don't want to ask too many questions.
Don't seem ungracious.
Sleeping with the fishes.
Really
yeah, well,
you ever seen money
look at it this
have blood on it?
Yeah, look at it this way though. I mean, what they're gonna do? You know, if trade the fucker in.
I told you.
Trade it in. It's a Dodge Dakota, man. I mean, it's loaded with everything.
Okay, then keep it. But here's the thing. Are you having a problem accepting this gift?
No, we're having a problem.
Are you having a problem materializing the gift?
We're having a problem believing the fucking story.
Well, then this is the way it works. If it happens, rock on. If it doesn't,
big deal.
You're not out.
Is it rude to like say, hey, you know, when are we getting this vehicle?
No. In fact, don't even bring it up. Let him bring it up.
You know what? I would even say, well, when you plan us that way, we can make sure we have enough money to register, or make sure we know when we can register. Just something sly.
Or pay the taxes on it.
Sly. Be on the sly about how you ask.
Another thing is, he's talking about getting us into like our own house and shit.
So how is a person who's been displaced giving you shit?
Well, that's just it. He's not giving us immediately.
Yeah.
He's talking about.
So he's talking a big fucking
what's
game.
Angle? Yeah.
What about your roommates that he's also offering shit to? Has anything materialized?
Here's a question. Does he think that maybe you guys are gonna kick him out? Maybe he's just trying to
Well, see, we don't have control over that. We have no control over that. None.
Okay.
And pretty much every time.
Does he think you guys are gonna vote him off the island or something?
No. But every time he's been like a straight up guy. Cool. You know, nice. And he has a real problem with people who don't have integrity, who lie and bullshit.
And wait, his name's Falcone, and he's looking for people who have integrity.
Yeah. And actually, I
just want to point that out for anybody local in Vegas who gets that.
He's an Italian guy who's from Texas. So
he's an Italian guy who's from Texas, but ends up in Louisiana.
Right.
Who builds choppers.
Who has a house in Clearwater, Florida.
Program. Yeah. Maybe that's it. Maybe
it happened
10 years
ago in New York.
Silence.
I mean, Kansas.
The thing is, it's kind of a dilemma for us because we don't want to seem like we're like ungracious. Pricks.
Chat room, what do you guys think?
Chat room is the
okay. Here's what. Let me finally explain this in 3 sentences. Jay and his wife have a chance to get a free vehicle from a guy who's talking up that he's like this big hotshot chopper maker. Nothing's panned out. Should they plan on it or should they not? Now, your wife is saying no. What are you thinking, Jay?
Is it real?
That's my whole question.
Anybody has a comment? 1-866-LV-ROCKS, LVROCKS.
This would be a great time to call in.
We'd love to hear your opinion on this. So any of our listeners, you don't even have to be in the chat room. Any of our listeners.
Because otherwise, you're just going to finance a Titan.
So No one cares about your situation, I guess.
Okay, that's great.
Pricks.
Wonderful.
Right. You just burned all these bridges, man.
So, but basically, you know, he says, when did he start talking this up? Now you're
desperate. He just called me and said, yesterday is when I found out about it, you know, and he hasn't asked for anything.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
How does he dress?
Like a refugee.
Not bad.
Okay, gold watches, gold rings, bracelets, anything?
Nah, he,
no,
okay.
So he cannot be
beaters, jogging suits and a
nice,
bunch of gold.
Nice boots, you know. He has like nice
boobs.
What is it?
I believe him. He has nice boots. Yeah.
Here's the thing. First
hats.
Off, let's go based on Goomba stereotype. If he's fucking Italian, there's got to be gold somewhere.
No, but he acts like a southern gentleman.
Same kind of
the
thing.
The FBI's done a good job.
Yeah, really.
And
if it pans out,
his face too.
I tell you what, dude. If
Reverend
it pans
Hammer,
out,
that rip. So well. You wanna know why?
Again, I don't know the innuendo you're trying to make.
I don't.
What are you trying to say?
That because if he does have, here's the keys in the car, guys. And then I'm gonna.
But
like
you know what?
He's
I'd always
Goomba.
Be suspect
check the
because,
trunk for bodies.
Because you know, there's a truck.
Check the bed for bodies.
Thank you.
Where's this truck right
like
now?
Anal
yeah, where's this truck?
He's at Dodgeland, USA right now. He said he just purchased.
Tom Saeta.
Why?
Because he purchased 4 other vehicles, trucks for his. A chopper shop that he's moving here to Las Vegas.
Wait. Were they custom or were they anything special about them? Did
no.
they?
Does he have a portfolio?
Wait. Okay.
Ground effects.
Okay, so he had to have some stuff done. maybe some machine or some trucks had to come in from Mexico?
No.
Maybe a manufacturing plant?
Dakotas aren't made in Mexico.
Yeah, see, we thought about calling saying, hey, that's, you know, my name's Johnny.
Hold on. What's the name of his business?
What's the name of his chomper business?
What's the name of his chomper shop?
Dreamcatcher.
So, and Dreamcatcher's, well, we are actually right now. We've got Internet Claude going on it.
It's taking us right to the FBI homepage. Right?
Johnny Falcone?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Jesus, what a name.
Yeah, John Falcone. Everybody says, call me Johnny. It's in New Orleans, or it was.
Okay, we're searching.
Not looking good.
Not looking good at all. If you got that kind of money, you're
going
to have
a
front end site.
He didn't really have that. He was like, he said he only had like $3 million, but after the.
Only, okay? No. I got a website now. Okay, I don't have anywhere near $1 million.
Here's the thing, though. Afterwards, after the insurance came through and all that, he had like, what, 13, 14?
Okay. All right.
So,
It sounds shady to me.
It sounds really shady to me.
Yeah, the only problem that bothers us is that he's not asking for anything. So why would you just say all this shit if you're not asking for it?
Because if you could give your shit as gifts, tax rules apply differently on the money you have.
So you think he's legitimately trying to give a shit. You just don't buy
the... I think he may be trying to launder it.
I'm trying to look at it from all angles. You asked a question based upon the fact that it's real, and I'm giving you an answer based upon the fact that it's real.
Okay.
Honestly, I think he's blowing smoke up your ass, and you're loving it.
Yeah. Well, no. See, that's just it. I'm not loving it. That's why I'm asking the...
But I wouldn't believe it. I really wouldn't. I mean, I wouldn't talk about it. I wouldn't worry about it. I wouldn't even stress on it.
If it happens, it happens.
Nice great.
See,
woo,
that
yeah.
That doesn't happen every day. Yeah. Hey, I'm going to give you a car just for being a nice guy. You know, that's...
Yeah, that doesn't happen every day. Mm-hmm. You know, and if it happens, great. Awesome.
That's why I don't know exactly how
I'd want
to
see it because
don't
I want to believe it, you know?
It.
Yeah. But don't plan
around
for
it.
And the fact is, he's a big Mopar fan. I told him about you guys. You know,
cool.
So.
Oh, shit, he's listening.
Probably.
Mr. Falcone?
No.
I have nothing.
His name is Chris.
Please, I got a family.
All right, here's what we're going to do. We got Claude. Why don't you go ahead and stop the search? Let's go ahead and load up Mad Props because we're starting to run out of time.
Oh, I
got to
be honest with you. I'm looking up so far, and I just honestly don't see it, man.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
So why don't we go ahead and you're ready to...
I'm in with the out crowd.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for us here in the studio to thank you, the faithful listeners, by giving you...
Mad Props!
So let's start this off. First, let's give mad props to Airwolf.
Mad props.
BMC.
Mad props.
Fufu.
Mad props.
Oh, shit.
Mad props. Oh, shit, I think that was a flavor we drank tonight.
I think it was. Reverend Hammer!
Mad props!
Stitz!
Mad props!
Virtual One!
God damn, I went deaf on that. Mad props!
As he's saying, as he's shouting mad props into the mic.
I wasn't expecting that one.
Ladies and gentlemen, there's your mad props for being dedicated and kick-ass listeners. Whew.
Of course, Mandy has something to say after.
Cool. Go right ahead. Let's hear it.
Go for it.
First, I wanted to apologize to Mark for a long time ago calling him a motherfucker.
Thank you.
That was not towards him.
I'm sorry. What did you call him?
Motherfucker.
I'm sorry. I think there's something wrong with the headphone here. What was that again?
Jesus.
You just like hearing women talk dirty.
Who doesn't?
Motherfucker.
Look at him blush.
Bad motherfucker.
Oh, now he's really blushing. A guy joined in. He likes it in them. Not going to say it. Not going to say it.
He's self-censured. Anyhow, continue.
Anyhow, I'm apologizing.
Thank
you.
Apology fully accepted. Totally accepted.
It's a day I never thought would come. It's like hell froze over. I got to be honest.
Cubs win! Cubs win!
Well, but you're still a bastard. So.
Of course I am. Ain't nothing going to change about that.
We'll find your daddy soon.
He's in an urn at my house, dude.
Dude, I just got totally grossed out because Oh Shit said, drink me up, boys.
I think I threw up in my mouth again.
Jay will gargle your shit.
dude, I... that's just fucking
Smack,
wrong.
Let's go with some sports.
Oh, man.
quick blast of sports.
Sports,
Spank Wagon and sports. Yeah, if you can believe it. All right, guys. First off, we got a 9-year-old who's qualified for a national pool tournament. 9-year-old Jontel Barita qualified for the U.S. Pool Players Association National Tournament in Reno, Nevada, which started Thursday. It's kind of funny. The director of the Southern Oregon chapter says he has to stretch a lot because he's so short. Joel, a third grader who stands 4'1", that's a little bit taller than your wife over there, learned how to play pool at age 6 from his grandparents.
My daddy hustled people.
Exactly. Jontel is the second youngest competitor in the amateur pool league's history. The youngest was 7-year-old Austin Murphy.
Turned out to be on steroids.
From Folsom, California, now 11. Won this year's championship for boys 14 and younger from the Billard Congress of American Junior Nationals. And after winning that, he did go enjoy a nice vacation at Neverland Ranch.
Smoking cools and drinking.
Here we go. Not really quite sports, but sports entertainment. Nature Boy Ric Flair surrendered this week to North Carolina cops on misdemeanor charges that he throttled a fellow motorist during a fellow like he's another wrestler in the ring.
Throttled
a fellow motorist on a road rage incident last week on Interstate 485. The 56-year-old Flair, real name Richard Flair, was booked at the Mecklenburg Sheriff's Office. And there's a mugshot. It's actually where, of course, do you find mugshots on the internet?
Smokinggun.com.
Find
and I've
there.
Seen that. It looks great.
He turned himself in the day after Survivor Series.
Dude.
So he got busted up pretty bad with a screwdriver and a hammer during Survivor Series. His shit looks
Who
like domestic abuse.
Wrestling's not real.
The hardware store? I don't know.
Oh. All right, well, back to the sports. A doctor advised the Panthers on how to beat their drug tests. Doctor accused of writing illegal steroid prescriptions for 3 former Carolina Panthers advised the players how to take drug tests without failing league tests, or take the drugs without failing league tests, the state reported Friday. Dr. James Short, and that's with 2 T's.
This isn't Dick, is it?
No, it's not. No, it's not related
Dick Pound?
To Dick Pound.
Okay.
James Short and 3 players in which Short, there's some tapes that were played in which Short and 3 players details how he could help them avoid being detected for performance-enhancing drugs. For somebody like you, I can triple your testosterone levels without blowing any whistles.
How about the cheerleaders, though?
Or any O-rings. You know, that actually turned out to be fake. It never actually happened. Yeah, happened.
I'm so disappointed.
Bummer. No wonder no one could find it online.
Yep.
Hey, a little bit of non-sports news. Bosnia has unveiled a Bruce Lee bronze statue.
Oh, yes.
A bronze statue of martial arts legend Bruce Lee has been erected in the Bosnian city of
Bosnia. I'm sorry, what was it?
Bruce Lee has
been... No. What did they do to it?
Erected.
Erected.
Hold on, my headphone's malfunctioning. What did they do?
So you like men talking dirty to you, too.
Damn. The Bosnian city of Mostar. A day before the second statue was unveiled in Hong Kong. The life-size 1.68-meter statue depicts a Chinese-American actor. The Chinese-American actor in a typical defensive fighting position. Hong Kong unveiled its own statue of the star last Sunday at a ceremony attended by his wife, or his widow, Linda. Bosnia. Why the fuck is Bruce Lee that big in Bosnia? Says here that the city witnessed fierce fighting between rival ethnic factions. And this symbol, Bruce Lee is supposed to symbolize the fighting between Bosnia and Serbia and all that. Help me here. Okay, thanks. I'm not the only one that doesn't quite get that.
That's about fucked.
Anything else?
Yeah, I got a couple things. Yankees and Farnsworth have agreed to a 3-year, $17 million deal. Let's see here. 3-year contract with reliever Carl Farnsworth moved quickly to replace Tom Gordon as the primary setup man for Mariano Rivera. Farnsworth allowed only 5 home runs during the regular season, but had a meltdown during Game 4 of the playoffs when Atlanta wasted a 6-1 lead. He gave up an 8th-inning grand slam to Lance Berkman in a tying homer to Brad Asmus. With 2 outs in the 9th, Houston went on to win that game in 18 innings.
And yet they still lost the World Series. Okay, it looks like it's that time again. So I got to...
Actually, just about, matter of fact. No, there's one more thing. I think we're on our way to an 80s movie trifecta.
What's that?
Of death, actually. Winnie Joe Sperber is dead at 47.
Who's Winnie Joe Sperber?
Played Linda McFly, the sister.
Oh, wow.
In Back to the Future.
Huh.
So she actually died...
A bosom buddies, too.
Yes.
Holy
shit. Was in 1941. Wow. Died at the age of 47 due to breast cancer.
Well, damn. There you go.
Marty, we got to get forward in time.
Nah. I got nothing.
All right, folks. It looks
it's
like
your sister, Marty. It's your sister. Who do you think is going to die next, man, on the 80s trifecta? My money's on B. Arthur. You know,
you know what they went, you know what? She looks pretty healthy. She doesn't look as bad as she did a few years ago when they were
Getty's that's plastic around? Surgery.
No, Estelle Getty's dead.
Oh, is Estelle Getty's alive, dude.
Is she really? Well,
born like 1923, suffers from like ultra dementia.
Oh, that's
nice.
Too bad.
That's a great thing about Alzheimer's. You always meet new people.
That's right, dude. New woman every night.
Hey, guys, guys. Gotta wrap this shit up. You've been listening to the greatest radio show ever,
Spank Wagon Radio.
I've been your host, Trencher.
I, of course, am the Buck 50 Sugar Daddy, Claude Balls.
And I'm Murphy.
And we also want to thank our guests, Flying J and his wonderful apologetic wife.
I think she's still waiting for an apology from you.
She's sorry.
She says no.
She is.
Well,
it's maybe, you know what?
It's all good. It's all good.
Maybe you can be more than guests.
All right. So here's what we got to do. First off, we got to say a big thank you to all of our syndicates. Want to say a big thank you to LVRocks.com for letting us throw up in their studios and have Brussels sprout soda spilled all over the place. Big thank you to Megarock-radio.com for carrying us Monday nights, KCHosts.net for carrying us live, Real Music Network for carrying us live. And remember, if we're not live,
we are in the archive.
And you can catch us at podcasts, that's the S at the end, at podcasts.lvrocks.com. Want to say a big thank you to other people such as All Star Felons, Ars Anime, Daily Noise, Subject to Discussion, VFTP.net, and we sincerely, humbly apologize to King Hesh for coming into the studio after us. I've been your host, Trencher.
I'm Claude Balls, and you know the rest.
Well, yeah, pretty much.
Okay, we will talk to you again next week.
Spankwagon.